Welcome back to the Leadership Experience course. I'm always Marcella with you, and I'm tutoring you through the chapters. This is not a lecture. We are going through the chapters to understand the content of each chapters and how the different topics can help us in developing our leadership knowledge and experience. This chapter 11 mainly deals with developing leadership diversity, and we will go through it together. The learning objectives of all the chapter are understand and reduce the difficulties faced by minorities in organizations. So this chapter is very focused about this kind of sensitive aspect. Apply an awareness of the dimensions of diversity and multicultural issues in everyday life. Encourage and support diversity to meet organizational needs. We have already experienced and checked together that the new paradigm of leadership is keen to welcome diversity, because this is the engine of the creativity and the innovation, of course. And consider the role of cultural values and attitude in determining how to deal with employees from different cultures or ethnic backgrounds. Break down personal barriers that may stand in the way of becoming an inclusive leader. Use sponsorship and employee affinity groups to support female and minority participation and advancement. It would be very nice to have a very deep study about women and leadership. Maybe we will just explore together the very final lesson of our webinar. So, diversity. Let's start with this. What is diversity? Diversity are differences among people in terms of age, ethnicity, gender, race, or other dimensions. Workforce diversity is a workforce made up of people with different human qualities or who belong to various cultural groups. Here in Exhibit 11.1, there is a very nice figure about the traditional versus inclusive models of diversity. So traditional usually refer to age, race, gender, play level, disability, and lifestyle. Inclusive, meanwhile, inclusive deals with race, gender, lifestyle, pay level, function, competency, income, but of course parent, language, work style, military experience, position, nationality, and personality. So it is much more inclusive and broad. Changing attitudes toward diversity. Factors contributing to increased acceptance of diversity, like globalization, demographic changes, changes in society and social values. Value of organizational diversity is diversity of thought aids in achieving high performance, broader and deeper base of ideas, opinions and experiences. Financial competitiveness helps meet the needs of diverse customers. Challenges minorities face. Ethnocentrism, which is a belief that one's own culture and subculture are inherently superior to other cultures. Prejudice, adverse feeling or opinion formed without regard for the facts. Stereotype, rigid, exaggerated, irrational and negative belief or image associated with a particular group of people. When we welcome diversity, these three aspects must not be there. Like discrimination, treating people differently based on prejudicial attitudes and stereotypes, unconscious bias theory, people's decisions are influenced by unconscious prejudice, and glass ceiling. Glass ceiling is this invisible barrier that separates women and minorities from top leadership positions. Glass walls, in fact, mean invisible barriers to lateral movement with the organization. In here, you have this primary domestic responsibility of high achieving men and women. You can go through it. As I was mentioning at the beginning of this chapter, women as leaders, it is a very nice topic to be explored and to understand. What is this? Are the status of these women as leader nowadays? And female managers rate high on interpersonal skills, task behavior, communication, being an idealized influence, providing inspirational motivation, goal accomplishment, offering intellectual stimulation, being more individually considerate. Interactive leadership. Leaders develop personal relationships with followers, share power and information, empower employees, strive to enhance others' feeling of self-worth, and let's come back for a while here, because at this stage you should know the importance of creating and building a bond with employees or followers, and cultivate it, understanding, listening, speaking, motivating, and whatever is needed and good for improvement of this interactive process in leadership. Global diversity and social cultural environment. Globalization has caused managers to confront broader range of issues. Social and cultural differences have the ability to cause conflict. And here we can check the dimensions of social value systems, like power distance. Power distance is extent to which people accept equality in power, like high power distance, the acceptance of inequality in power, low power distance, expectance of equality in power. Dimensions of social value systems, uncertainty avoidance, so the degree to which members of a society feel uncomfortable with uncertainty and ambiguity is something so we are experiencing so highly now. Support beliefs and behaviors that promise certainty and conformity. Individualism, value for a loosely knit social framework in which individuals are expected to take care of themselves. And again, collectivism, preference for a tightly knit social framework in which people look out for one another and organizations protect their members' interests. Masculinity, preference of achievement for achievement, heroism, assertiveness, work centrality, and material success. And femininity, preference for relationships, cooperation, group decision making, and quality of life. Cultural intelligence is another dimension of intelligence. We explore emotional intelligence. Cultural intelligence is using reasoning and observation to interpret unfamiliar situation and devise appropriate behavioral responses, and its components are cognitive, so observational and learning skills, and the ability to understand, and of course emotional, self-confidence, self-motivation, self-awareness. Physical, ability to shift speech patterns, expressions, and body language. So remember these three main components of this cultural intelligence. And I will conclude this chapter 11 with the stages of personal diversity awareness, source based on Bennett, from a developmental approach to training for intercultural sensitivity. And it's very interesting because you can find these different five. So from the lowest level of awareness to the highest level of awareness, we can start from the defense. So perceives threat against one's comfortable worldview, uses negative stereotypes, and assumes own culture superiors. This is the basic steps. Then there are three intermediate steps, minimizing differences, acceptance, and adaptation. And a very high level of awareness, the complete integration. So multicultural attitude enables one to integrate differences and adapt both cognitively and behaviorally. And with this high level of awareness, I thank you for your attention, and I wait for you in next chapter. I speak to you soon. Thank you.